This is where smart business conversations meet real-world experience, where strategies are shared, lessons are learned, and ideas come to life. I'm Emily Galindo, and you're watching Biz Talk, your destination for real insight from the mind shaping tomorrow's business world. Only on Now Media Television. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Biz Talk. I am your host, Emily Galindo, and we have a very exciting show for you today because we are talking about all things automation and AI. So if you are in business and have been considering transitioning into more automation and trying to get to make your business more efficient and easier, then today's episode is for you. We have Ursula Alberts with us with Alberts Data Consulting, who brings the intersection of current systems and processes and automation together to give you more efficiency, more time, more revenue in your business. Ursula comes from us from Farm Girl from Indiana, who eventually went on to work with Humana at their corporate headquarters or corporate size business, their corporate headquarters, as well as Exxon, helping them integrate their lives and become more streamlined using data. So welcome Ursula Alberts to the show.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. I think this is a topic that's really important to most of our viewers. Mm-hmm. It's the topic all business owners want to talk about is how to implement this without slowing down to do the implementation process. So help us understand just a little bit about your background and how you got into this.
Yeah, so I ended up in this world simply because I was curious. And that's pretty much any technology person is. They always are wondering, all right, what else is there? And that curiosity sparked me learning about data, learning about databases. And the next thing I knew, you know, I was really working in databases, eventually, you know, gotten into more automation and now AI, and really focusing on how to best serve the client.
And so when you are, you did that for the corporate world first, and now you've gone on to do this as an independent consultant. So talk to us a little bit about what are some of the pain points some of the business owners that you work with are seeing, what kind of companies are utilizing your services?
All right, so pain points, the biggest thing is people just have so much on their plate that they don't even know where to get started. And that's one of the things that I can come in and not even talk to the business owner necessarily, but talk to your frontline employees, talk to your leadership, and let you go do all of the other things that make money. And I can step in and have conversations and figure out the pain points you don't even know exist. So a lot of times people will say, all right, well, I have a pain point. Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't. And, you know, let's find the best way for that.
I think that for our viewers especially, that's the thing, and I'm a business owner myself, is we don't know what we don't know. Mm-hmm. We don't know what might be available to us. Mm-hmm. I find myself being limited in my imagination. Mm-hmm. I like to use the phrase, if I had a magic wand, this is what would magically happen. And so maybe you can come in and implement some sort of AI tech or new process to make those things happen, yeah?
So with AI, one of the things that I've talked about with people is you need to actually make sure that your processes, your data, your day-to-day work is set up before you even think about AI. Because AI will only be as efficient as you allow it to be. Because if you don't have your data, you don't have your everything set up, then you're not going to be as successful as you hope you can be, as AI will allow you to be. Because AI is great. You know, we've all worked with ChatGPT, we've all gone into Copilot, and, you know, what you feed into it is what you get back out.
Bad data in, bad data out, they say.
Absolutely.
And so you're saying to, like, for your services and is backing up before that to even make, to verify that the data going in, all of those processes, because I know we've had salespeople on, I've been one, that data in the CRM is not up to date, it is not accurate, it is not, you know what I mean? Like those types of things can hinder that that crossover, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, sitting down and people worry that that's going to take months, for the most part, no. Because even with that data, you can scrub it with AI and say, all right, what is missing? And, you know, you also have, you know, the internet. You can quickly, you know, find interns, find, you know, your new employees who may need to learn about the business. And those are people who can do all of the grunt work that nobody else wants to do.
Well, that's music to our business owners' ears, right? So, like, walk us through a little bit of that. So I think that most of the people that watch us and need your services are feeling overwhelmed, mm-hmm. right? Like, we are the top of the food chain. We mm-hmm. have all the decisions that have to be made. We know some of the things that we think mm-hmm. are the problem. We just don't have time to stop mm-hmm. and slow down. And that's mm-hmm. going to be the thing standing in the way of mm-hmm. maybe talking with you. Help us understand, is that accurate?
And whenever people say, you know, that's going to stand in the way, is, you know, understanding the processes, everything, for the most part, that's what I'm going to do, is I'm going to have all those tough conversations for you. You don't even have to really be there, is, you know, you can just hand that to me and I'm going to run with it.
Oh, I mean, so really it's a full scale look at all of the processes mm-hmm. that we do.
Yes.
Talk to everybody that you need to talk mm-hmm. to, and then present a mm-hmm. like an analysis
yes.
of where you see opportunity to minimize mm-hmm. Overhead. Mm-hmm. Maximize revenue, mm-hmm. save time.
Absolutely.
Well, that just sounds lovely.
Yeah. And whenever we do that, we do provide spreadsheets. We do provide, you know, the PowerPoint. We try to keep them as concise as possible. And we will show you the real world data around that. It's not, you know, this is my thoughts. Here's the analysis. Here's where you are. Here's where you're going to be. Here are the actions that you need to take. And one of the things I tell people, I'm like, I give you a 6-month, 12-month, and 24-month, you know, goal for yourself. And I absolutely will check back, see where you are, see if you need to engage me for, you know, a couple of weeks to give you guidance. It's not one of those where I just step back and, you know, I disappear. You know, it's, I'm there. You know, I'm always ready to say, all right, how else can I continue helping you?
When you work with clients, do they ever say, I didn't even know you exist, like people like you
absolutely.
Existed? Is that a thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Because one of the things that really happens is people figure that consultants only come in to multi-billion dollar companies. They don't think they're coming into the mom and pop shop who may have 10 employees, because change does not happen by yourself. You have to have somebody by your side. And that's where the smaller consulting companies, as we refer to them more as the boutique, come in, is we're able to really emphasize on you. We're able to have those conversations with you.
Which are more of, I mean, we talked on another show, but like more of the, what are you specifically mm-hmm. needing? How do you react to coaching? Mm-hmm. How do you like the, mm-hmm. like, because for some of us, it's like, get out of our way. I don't want to see you at mm-hmm. all. And for some of us, we want to have a conversation about everything.
Absolutely.
And you get to, you can just transition each way to meet the needs of the client, right?
Absolutely. And transitioning, you mentioned that, is businesses are always transitioning, whether they realize it or not. They are always changing. And if you're not prepared, meaning you've engaged somebody like me, you're in trouble. You have to always be prepared for, you know, whatever is next. And, you know, one of the things, you know, I talk about is that mom and pop shop who may only have 10 employees. Well, what happens when you get your next big contract? And the next thing you know, you have, you know, the need to bring in, you know, 100 new employees. You're trying to buy new equipment. Well, who's going to do that for you? Who's going to prepare that for you? And that's what we can help you with.
When you are looking at, like, when you go to start looking at a company and mm-hmm. analyzing it, and let's say that people don't know that you exist yet, mm-hmm. but they are hearing you for the first mm-hmm. time and they're feeling very overwhelmed, where would you recommend that people go look in their own, to maybe peel back evidence to go, oh, there may be something to this. Where would you recommend our viewers go to look in their own business to kind of start loosening that overwhelm or start poking around to see if there's lots of opportunity?
Talk to your employees.
Oh.
Don't even talk to yourself. Don't even start researching yourself, or, you know, researching on your own. Talk to your employees. Talk to your friends. Talk to people like that going, all right, what have you heard? You know, me talk about, what have you, you know, heard me, you know, speak about a little bit. And what I can do on my side is, you know, I can actually hear those conversations. Whenever you're saying, all right, well, you know, my, you know, supervisor of this division said, I'm struggling, or my, you know, driver who's out there, you know, stuck in traffic, you know, how can we find a better route for him? What can we do? That's something that I'm able to, you know, help with. And those really difficult conversations that, you know, they don't even realize they need to have.
which I know most any business owner, nobody wants to have tough conversations unless you're properly trained to do them. And we aren't really ever taught how to do them unless, so having you just do that, can we just hire you to have all the bad, the hard, not bad, they're just hard to do. That right there is worth every penny. So how can people get a hold of you to start asking some of these questions, learning more about you?
So you can actually find me on albertsdataconsulting.com. And on there, you can actually download a free AI template. You can just go through there and really analyze everything you have, you know, within your company. And, you know, whether you're scoring 100 or not, you know, that's a perfect time to engage me. And my contact information is on there. And I'm easy to contact.
And that is incredible. I mean, I've heard of the work that you do, and I'm with the people who are like, I didn't know that this existed. And ever since I've met you, I'm like, it's it's the thing that people need. They want to talk about. They want help in efficiencies. They want help in processes. But it's that slowing down part and allowing you to come alongside them to help analyze their business for them instead of taking the time to do it, I think is just invaluable.
And one of the things you mentioned was slowing down. I'll be honest, clients never slow down.
No.
The goal is to run run by their side and make sure that they can, if anything, speed up and keep going faster.
And that is what we, that is what most of our viewers, all of our viewers are wanting, is that growth, that speed, that efficiency. So we stick around though. We have Ursula with us for another segment right after this commercial break. We are going to talk about the future. So this is not just for big business. Ursula and all of this integration of AI and data and process is, as she mentioned, it's not just for big businesses. And we will look at that as well as the future of AI in business. So stick around. We'll be right back.
We are just getting started. Stick around and we'll be right back with more lessons, insights, and behind-the-scenes stories from the people driving real business forward. You're watching Biz Talk, only on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Emily Galindo, and this is Biz Talk on Now Media Television. Let's dive back into the conversations that move business forward.
Loving what you're watching? Don't miss a moment of Biz Talk or any of your favorite Now Media TV shows, live or on demand, anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to our full lineup of bilingual programming in both English and Spanish. Prefer to listen on the go? Catch the podcast version of the show right on the Now Media website at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and breaking news to lifestyle and culture and everything in between, Now Media is streaming 24/7, ready whenever you are. Welcome back to the show, everybody. If you're just now joining us, I'm your host, Emily Galindo, and our guest, Ursula Alberts with Alberts Data Consulting, is helping us understand efficiencies and systems and processes in the AI and automation segment of our business and how to become, like I said, more efficient, generate more revenue, save on time. And we know that this is an important conversation we've been having with ourselves, and unfortunately, and we are here to have it with Ursula and to demystify some of these things so that we can start taking advantage ourselves. So welcome back, Ursula.
Thank you very much.
Yes, so let's and continue the conversation. You've talked a little bit about the mom and pops of size 10 companies. Is automation, is it a big budget item? Is it gonna take it forever to implement it? Like, is it really going to be overwhelming and we're all to learn a whole new process? Help us demystify some of that.
So one of the big things I tell people is that there is automation for every budget. And whenever people are worried about, you know, spending millions of dollars because that's the budget that they've always been told, is there's a software system for every size company. And that is one of the really cool things is, you know, you can, bringing in somebody like me can look at your budget, can also look at the growth of your budget based on what sales revenue in the future is. How do we start now? And what the, what is your growth plan and what can we implement? Because there's even SAP for small business, because we hear SAP and we think, well, it's going to cost us millions of dollars. Well, no, they're realistic about their budgets. And, you know, whenever we look at digital marketing, things like that, is I partner with companies who, you know, they understand that there are different budgets and they understand that you may only have $1,000 for the quarter. Well, let's work with that. Let's get you a website, which is a big, you know, stepping stone within that. You know, there are business cards that, you know, are super affordable and you can create your own marketing materials, things like Canva, you know, or Canva, as I've been told I need to pronounce it, and, you know, short for Canvas. And So, you know, there's all sorts of things out there that use AI that make things more affordable for you that you don't even know exist.
Right. And I think that's part of, so in that realm, like what kind of industries do you think that you can make the biggest impact in terms of efficiency and revenue production in that would normally think that they could afford you or use you?
So it's less about the industry and more about what is happening with a specific company.
Okay.
I am completely agnostic of industry, as I've worked in everything from, you know, as we've mentioned, oil and gas, healthcare, software, all sorts of different companies. And, you know, when you've touched different types of data, when you've looked at the systems, they're all the same. They all have similar, but, you know, different problems and different questions. And so, you know, the biggest thing is I'm looking for companies that are going through major changes. You know, maybe they're taking on major new clients. Maybe they're looking at mergers. Maybe they have, they're looking at, you know, a dad passing on his company to his son or daughter or whatever. And, you know, those are the sorts of companies that I'm interested in because they have major changes. You know, we talk about, you know, I'm like, the more chaotic, the happier, you know, I am, and the more successful I'm going to be with the company.
I was thinking about that, as you said, the legacy generational shift, because with the silver wave, we've talked about it a lot on this show. We've got companies that we've worked our whole lives for, and we think that it's sellable, and a lot of people are finding out it's not worth anything because there's no system, there's no process, there's no, but like all of those things go into it, and I can't think of anything that makes it more valuable than a proper system that's duplicatable, that has the right data. Absolutely. All of that creates that value for when somebody's trying to broker the sell or transition down that you would actually be able to come in and just create for them.
Yes. Absolutely. And a lot of that is, you know, whenever you're talking about companies selling or merging, it's what are you physically doing? You know, do you have a book of business? Do you have a clientele that, you know, you already have access to that you can actually sell, pass on, that sort of thing? How do you make sure those relationships are something that you can continue going forward?
Yeah, so let's, I want to talk about the future of AI, which I think everybody wants to talk about because it's going so rapidly. Like the internet changed us very quickly, but we're going to see unprecedented change.
Absolutely.
So looking ahead, what are some trends in AI or in data that we business owners should be paying attention to right now if they want to stay competitive?
The biggest thing is knowing how software is implementing AI for you so that you can use those AI tools to actually work faster, work harder, because a lot of companies are saying, all right, well, I want to use AI. Well, you're already using AI and you don't even know it, because if you're using a software tool now, it's been, AI's been implemented into it. And so
a software tool like their CRM or something like that.
Absolutely.
Even if I'm a roofing guy who's using the estimator software, like that's got AI already in it.
Okay. It already has AI in it because it's rapidly evolving. Any sort of marketing tool you're using, any sort of analysis, if you're creating reports, whatever you are using from your phone on down to, you know, rapidly moving into it for cars, everything like that, you know, your Google Maps, anything like that, everything's using it. And it's understanding how to actually use it for your benefit.
And I think most of our viewers would probably say to understand it means I have to slow down to learn it, to watch YouTube videos about it, their training videos from the company to learn about it. Is that true? Is that actually?
So to an extent, for the most part, I tell people, like, if you think you need to sit down with a YouTube video, maybe you do, but maybe you just need to sit down and play with the, you know, software tool, play with the app, whatever it is, and just look at it. Because a lot of times whenever companies implement new software into, you know, their application, their tool, whatever, they'll actually have point and click where they already will give you all right, here's what's changed. Look at those. Mm-hmm. Instead of thinking, all right, well, I need to dedicate, you know, like 4 hours, or even delegate that to somebody, because you probably have somebody in your company already who is already tech savvy. Go look for them. Delegate that. Say, all right, I know that we're using AI. You know, let's figure this out. Or just ask me.
There you go. And that, I think, depending on, like, even as we said, like, for the mid-sized companies of like 10 employees mm-hmm. or 20, there might be somebody like that. But mm-hmm. Even some of our viewers have smaller, mm-hmm. it's just mm-hmm. two, like the mm-hmm. the wife and the husband, or it's just me by myself. And mm-hmm. that can possibly, but if it's you by yourself, I feel like that makes it even more important for you to understand what you can delegate mm-hmm. to AI and yes. alleviate yourself of, right?
And the one thing I tell people is, if you're worried about, you know, cost and hiring me, one of the things that I can do is I can actually set up sessions where I bring in 4 or 5 different companies, and you're able to spread that cost across those 5 companies. So instead of it costing you thousands, it might even cost, you know, maybe 100 or 200, and, you know, that's a day session.
Wow.
And that makes things easier for everybody.
Absolutely it does. I mean, because that, again, back to the slowing mm-hmm. down, I want all of it done mm-hmm. in one time. Yeah. I mean, we typically, we want a quick fit, right? Mm-hmm. We can have quick, cheap and mm-hmm. good, right? Yeah. But like, you got to pick two, but mm-hmm. like, we all want a quick fix to mm-hmm. be able to move on and do the thing that we love to do. And mm-hmm. you love to do processes.
Yes.
I think it's 5% of the population believes that.
I'm going to say yes. Yes.
Right. Which is why having you on is so mm-hmm. amazing, because you have the act, like the ability to see the world in a way mm-hmm. that none of us mm-hmm. can. Mm-hmm. And I, again, didn't know that it existed. And so I'm so, so happy that our viewers have the opportunity to
Absolutely.
Learn that there is somebody who will come alongside them mm-hmm. and explain what you see that the rest of us can't see.
Absolutely.
So tell people how they can get a hold of you if they wanted to have yeah. more talks.
If you want to connect with me, you can find me on albertsdataconsulting.com. And the website has an easy way for you to actually just type in your name and your email, and I'll contact you. And also, you'll be able to find an AI readiness checklist, which will give you even more details about my company and how we can help you.
That checklist, I bet, is one of those, one like an eye-opening thing mm-hmm. that as you go through it, I check the boxes going, mm-hmm. I am not ready. Like, and we typically put the cart before the horse, right?
Absolutely.
Because we want that quick, easy fix, and this might be, but that going through that checklist might identify.
So it's part of that, and then it goes down to is, what have you already prepared? Because people don't even realize how far advanced they are and how far prepared they are. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, if you're, you know, if you can get one from each one of those sections, you're actually doing pretty well. You're doing better than most people.
That's great. And I just came up real quick though. How many of your clients do half implementation? Like, mm-hmm. I think I'm known for that. Like, I get on, I'm like, this sounds like a really great idea. And I like, then I get stuck on the tech part of it. And I'm like, forget it, never mind. Or I just didn't get it implemented all the way.
It is normal to get stuck, but that's why you hire people like me. Mm. Because, you know, you've hired me to be your accountability partner. And that's the goal is, you know, whenever you hire your consultants, we're there through that entire stage. So what we're doing is we're making sure that it's actually implemented. We're the ones who are taking care of that, so you don't even have to think about it.
The amount of, every time you talk about something, I'm like, the amount of relief that I'm just like, yes, please come run alongside me and make it easier to mm-hmm. systematize everything so that I don't have to, or
and
don't have to slow down to do it.
That's the big thing is you're not alone. Yeah. And that's the one thing with consultants is our goal is to be your best friend in your success.
I love that. And who doesn't want a best friend in success? So Ursula, thank you so much for being here
Absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
You bet. And folks, if hang around, we'll be right back with our next guest, and get a hold of Ursula to run alongside you in business. We'll be right back.
We are just getting started. Stick around and we'll be right back with more lessons, insights, and behind-the-scenes stories from the people driving real business forward. You're watching Biz Talk, only on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Emily Galindo, and this is Biz Talk on Now Media Television. Let's dive back into the conversations that move business forward.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Biz Talk. If you're just now joining us, I'm your host, Emily Galindo, and we just got done wrapping up with Ursula Alberts regarding automating your business and making things more efficient. But before we can even talk about any of those things, we've got to talk about getting a business and establishing it in some real estate. So if you are looking at investing in any type of commercial real estate, you are in the right place because we have Cesar Madero with the Gray Realty Team here, our expert in commercial real estate here in Houston and the surrounding big cities of San Antonio, Austin, and all the big parts, right?
Yes.
All right. Welcome, Cesar.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You bet. So this is actually, I think, a really hot topic for a lot of our viewers because all of our viewers are business owners and are probably investing or buying or opening a business somewhere in town or somewhere near to them. And so is commercial real estate, is it booming?
Yes, it is booming.
Okay.
Yes.
In what way?
Well, it is booming. We see in residential real estate, we see a lot of up and downs all the time. Mm-hmm. Up and downs, up and downs. And I think the commercial real estate, it's always going up, probably slower than residential, but I think it's never going down. I think commercial real estate is never going down because cities are always growing. There's always companies, for example, in Houston is one of the cities that attracts more families coming to live in Houston than, I don't know if it's the number one or the number three cities in the US that attracts more people. So the people move here, at some point they want to start a business. So it's always growing. I think Houston is always growing. Not only Houston, Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, all the Texas Triangle,
yes,
the area that they call, is booming. I think it's one of the best parts of the world to invest right now.
I was just gonna say, so at minimum, whether you own a business or need to open a business, but perhaps just owning business property at minimum is a great investment.
Yes.
Is what I'm hearing.
Correct.
Okay, so what would you say is the thing that people, the first thing that they should do if they want to start looking at this as an investment?
Okay, so sometimes people, they approach to us and they say, we wanna invest in something. Sometimes they don't even know what they want to invest in. So the first thing we do is sit down in our office. We have a great meeting room. We present a couple of our projects to the customers. We show them what we have done. I work with Gray Realty. Gray Realty has been developing commercial real estate for almost 15 years now. So We as a team, we can handle everything, like from city permits. We have a great team of architects as well. So it's a great team, not just the salesman that we are and the developer, but we need the general manager, all the team that we put together. So when the new clients approach, we can help them. Well, depending on the type of investment they want to do, because like I was saying, some people don't know what they want to invest in. So
right.
they just think commercial real estate is a thing and they want to do something. But we have some projects. We are developing a project right now in Katy, Texas. It's an office condo project. So that's a great way to start commercial real estate because these offices are about 400,000. So it's not a huge investment.
That's the same as the house.
It's about the house, exactly, but it's a commercial property.
Okay.
So the difference, commercial property from a house, well, the leases are longer, usually. That's one of the advantages of commercial real estate. The leases are 3 to 5 years, usually, less tenant rotation.
Right.
So this office condo product that we are selling in Katy, it's a way. It's a great way to start commercial real estate if you have no idea what to invest in real estate, in commercial real estate. And then from there, we have another project in Lake Conroe. It's a triplex project. It's a three. It's a building of three houses or townhomes together in one same building. Mm-hmm. So as an investor, you can buy the whole building and lease each of the units out.
I see. So yeah, back home in the Northwest, we have duplexes.
Okay.
A house, it's like split. You got two doors next to each other. You basically
exactly
split the house in half.
So these are triplexes. And then we did a project fourplexes as well.
Okay.
Here in 249, that project sold in 2 months.
I was gonna say, I mean, given we hear, I think, a lot of you know, national talk about people can't afford homes anymore, right? Because of yes. insurance, because of investors, because of all a lot of different things, and that we are going to go in more to a multi-family plex type environment. Maybe not an apartment, but these duplexes, mm-hmm. triplexes, like that seems to be like the new residential yes. move for the American people.
It's growing a lot, yes.
Right, and so it's a huge takeaway right there. If you want to invest, I feel like that yes. three to four times the rent for the property versus trying to find one family to buy into a big house.
Yes, and here in America, there's a lot of investors that these are investments less than 1 million. There's a lot of investors looking for that that range mm-hmm. from 300,000 to 400,000 to 1 million without using money from the bank. Because for bigger projects, everything you have, you know,
right.
you get financed by the banks. But these investments, $300,000-$500,000, some people have them in the bank, and they're not making a lot of money with that.
Right.
So they're looking for these, not small, but not huge, because some of the commercial projects are $5-6 million, you know, big commercial plazas, medical centers. We have done a few of those as well. But for these smaller investments, there's a lot of people in the U.S. that are looking for that target, like yeah. less than 1 million, something a little safer than investing in residential. Some people don't like it because, you know, every year you change tenants. So these are longer terms, the commercial investments. So yeah, there's a lot of people looking for that type of properties, those assets. And some people don't even know they exist. For example, the triplex complex, a lot of people ask me, oh, triplex, oh, that's a nice complex. In Mexico, we don't have it a lot, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I'm from Mexico, so it's a little different over there. There's not many of those triplex complexes. But here in Houston, at least, we have one project in Conroe going on for triplexes, a few minutes from the water. That is really a nice project. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do another one in Lake Conroe, the same project, the same concept.
Okay.
In Lake Conroe. And looks like a lot of people are looking for those. The ones we have done, they lease out really fast. In one of them, the lady bought the building, and she lives in one, and she leases two of the other apartments. She leases them out.
Right.
So it's a way great to generate some passive income.
And have a place to live.
And have a place to live, exactly.
Right. What would you say is the difference? I mean, in my theory of a duplex is that you got a yard, right? Because
yes.
you split the backyard with a fence for the duplex sides.
Yes.
I don't know how you would do that in a triplex situation. But
well, to be honest, there's just a little patio, a very small place.
Okay.
But these projects are inside a whole development project, so there's amenities in the concept.
Okay.
So there's like parks, dog parks, a little lake. So there's amenities outside your house, so you don't have to have a huge backyard. And
how convenient.
Yes.
So do you guys do the entire project
yes.
of the development and
yes.
then obviously develop each
correct.
Unit
exactly.
or building and then do some help the... So this lady who bought the one house or the one building who lives in one of them, do you help fill the leases for
yes,
her?
Yes, exactly.
Or does she
so
have to do
we do everything from scratch, from finding the land. Like we were talking at the beginning, the first thing we do is bring the customers to the office and then start talking, just a conversation. What is your investment idea? Sometimes they have an idea, sometimes they don't. So this project that we are selling right now, at some point it was an idea.
Right,
know,
okay.
Of another investor that wanted to do something, they didn't know what. So we sold them the idea, well, you can do triplexes, you could do this. So we sold the concept. There's in this project, it's a big project. It's 60 buildings of triplexes.
Oh, wow.
So it is a big project. So there's a couple of different investors in
and
this
so some
project.
People can buy 1, 2, 3 buildings. Some people can buy
yes.
40 buildings. Some like
yes.
depending on what
but
their investment
before
level
that, there's the investors. So these are the final owners, but you have the investors on the other side. So the investors are the ones that put the money to build the project, to develop everything. And then when you sell it, these investors are going to have a profit.
Right.
Yes. So there's the investor that is building the project, And the final investor, that is the one that is going to keep the property and lease it out.
Aha.
Yes.
How lovely that there's so many different, I mean, from one piece of property that you get to make multiple different variations of profitability, right?
Exactly.
Okay. And so if somebody wanted to talk to you about more of these ideas or getting involved in some of those properties, how can they get a hold of you?
Okay, well, our website, it's a great way to start looking at the properties we have. Great Realty Group, that's our company website. You can see some of the projects we have developed in the past, some of the listings we have for sale. We have a few medical centers, we have like two or three medical offices. We have a few triplexes listed right here as well. This is one of the triplex projects. That's another medical center, West Plaza. This is a retail project.
So you do everything from medical to, eventually residential owners or leasing.
Yes.
Gas stations, I've seen some.
We have done a few gas stations as well, yes.
So, perfect. If people wanted to get a hold of you, that's how they can get a hold of you. But we're going to keep Cesar for one more segment, though. We're going to come back and we're going to talk more about some of these amazing ideas that he's got and what Gray Realty brings to the table in terms of making that investment a reality and a profitable one at that. So stick around. We'll be right back.
We are just getting started. Stick around and we'll be right back with more lessons, insights, and behind-the-scenes stories from the people driving real business forward. You're watching Biz Talk, only on Now Media Television.